Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, two, three. Looks like we're recording. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back. It's Saturday, May 24, 2014. You know, once a week, I actually get to say that today, every day is Saturday for me, and it's going to be for you too. But today really is Saturday on the calendar. I've already today gone to Kings Island Amusement Park because it's 15 minutes from my house. Rode the Banshee for the very first time. Let me tell you something right now. I'm just gonna start stuttering right now. What's this message you have to do? Well, I saw two overweight people, first of all, get thrown off the ride because they couldn't latch on the harness. So that's one thing that I'd like to speak with you about today. And first, before we even go any further, make sure you plug into the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes. Subscribe for free. There is no charge to listen to the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth, or head on over to everydaysaturday.com, hit the podcast button, and we'll be rocking and rolling every day, every single day. There's a brand new podcast to inspire, to motivate, challenge you to make every day Saturday. And then on Sundays, which would be tomorrow, I do a spiritual podcast. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I believe that God created the heavens and the earth, but I don't push that on you. It's just I really believe that if you want to have a life of abundance, you need to connect with your creator, your source, your power source. And I do that a lot, especially in the past couple of years. And I can tell you, it is my opinion and it's my belief that is the reason why I've seen so much success in my business and personal life has skyrocketed over the last 24 to 36 months. Not saying it's going to do it for you, but I'll tell you what, my friend, I love being connected to a higher source. I just absolutely love it. Whenever I'm feeling down, I reach up and I just connect, close my eyes, meditate. And I know you're going through some tough times. I go through tough times. Sometimes I've cried myself to sleep when I was in the middle of losing everything, businesses and things like that. And I'm here to tell you the sun comes up just like it is today, a beautiful 75-degree day in Cincinnati, Ohio today. I hope the weather is amazing where you are. It's a holiday weekend here in the U.S., Memorial Day. We celebrate our brave men and women that defend our country every single night so people like you and me can go after our dream. We don't play small. Think about that. They're not defending our country so we can go out and play small. They're defending our country so we, you and me, we can go after our dream. Make a difference, man. So I'm standing in line at Banshee, which is a brand new ride in 2014 at Kings Island. Let me tell you something. If you like roller coasters, this thing's amazing. I mean, it is the longest roller coaster in the world that is inverted. How do they say it? The longest inverted roller coaster? I don't even know what that. All I know is you go really high, you dip down, you twist around, you go backwards. And up until last year, I was afraid of roller coasters. So you know what I did? Like I do with anything, I decided to, in 2013, a lot of people say, Sam, you seemed like you were playing big 5 years ago. Like, you're crazy, dude. You've lost your mind. I did. I lost my mind in a big, big way. And it's been really great to lose your mind. The old mind, the average mind, the person that used to play small. And I now, over the past 15 months, I'm living like I'm dying. I'm just living like I'm dying. I mean, I want to go on every ride, anywhere, any place, anytime. I don't do anything stupid. I mean, I'm not going to jump out in front of a semi going 75 miles an hour because that would be a death wish. There's a difference between living like you're dying and having a death wish. Going on roller coasters and living life to the fullest, man, and the beauty is just to be able to do this stuff with my girls. Now, my girls don't ride the crazy rides, but we ride. I'll tell you what. They ride the Vortex, which goes upside down. I mean, literally, you're harnessed in. You go upside down. That's crazy. They're in there riding in the front seat. But they haven't gone on the big, big ones with me yet. But I'll get them there. I'll get them there. Let's say they stay with their mom. Nah, I don't want to go with Dad. Dad's going to pressure me. He's going to try to sell. Dad's always selling. Daddy's always selling. That's what they're saying to my wife, Angela. That's right. I'm always selling. Always selling. Nothing wrong with being a salesperson. Nothing wrong with it. If you believe in what you're selling, I always tell my girls, live like you're dying, babe. Let's go. Let's go. I'm selling that dream all day, every day, the everyday Saturday lifestyle. You buying it? I know you are. Listen to this podcast. So check this out. I'm getting in line at the Banshee, and I'm next in to get harnessed in, you know, with the thing that goes over your shoulders, and there's nothing underneath your feet, you know. So I see this at least once on every ride. Two overweight people, and I'd call them fat, and I'm not here to offend fat people. So save your emails and don't send me an email telling me I'm being offensive, because I'm not being offensive, okay? There are fat people, and they abuse their body. They don't exercise. They eat terribly. Fried foods. Don't get off their rusty duff for even 15 minutes a day to exercise, okay? If you have a bad thyroid or a condition that prevents you, use common sense. Don't take offense. Don't go run out every day looking to be offended. Look, here's the thing. Here's another thing. I'm all fired up on the show today. Here's another thing. If you're going to look to be offended, you're going to be. You don't have to look far. I mean, hell, I could be offended at the seven people that didn't use their turn signal today on my way to Kings Island and back. But I wasn't. I just drove. Figured they were probably whatever. Just not paying attention in a conversation. I don't know, texting, taking a photo of the landscape. How do I know? They weren't doing anything personal to me. So when I say fat people can't ride roller coasters, you know, if you're a situation where you can't get out of a wheelchair or you're bedridden or you've got a bad thyroid, I get that. I get that, okay? I'm sympathetic to that. I'm talking about the other 99.9% of the people who take offense and they just don't. You know what? You can do one of two things. You can take offense or you can take accountability. And I would have said that to the two people, male, female. I don't know if they were husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. They were probably in their mid-30s or so, extremely overweight. And they went to get in the seat at the roller coaster on the Banshee and the harness would not latch in. So guess what? If that harness doesn't latch down, you're dead. I mean, I think this actually happened last year in Texas, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. An overweight person I think they couldn't get the latch down and they were concerned about it. They let her go anyway and that ended up in a death, okay? So anyway, I'm watching them, and it's always embarrassing to watch. I mean, it's more embarrassing, obviously, for the people that's happening to, but they're like pushing and they're pushing and they're pushing on the overweight or on the overhead thing that comes over the harness, and they just couldn't get in. They're like, I'm sorry, can't ride the ride. And now everybody's getting held up. The other coaster, they got three going or two or three going at a time. The other one's coming into the station. We got to get this thing moving, man. The line's backing up. You know, opening day this year, for Banshee, the line was 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours to ride a roller coaster. That means you get to the amusement park at noon and you don't get on the ride until 5:30 at night? What are you, out of your mind? Who would wait in line 5.5 hours to ride a roller coaster? I would never do that, but people do. So, hey, whatevs, you know, but that's a lot of money to spend to go to an amusement park to sit and ride one ride one time. So Mr. and Mrs. Overweight have been asked to exit stage right off the ride. And the people looked, I'm sorry. We can't. They're like looking at him like, what? I mean, they didn't go this route, but I thought they were going to because the body language looked as like they were going to say, hey, look, just figure it out. You know, we're not getting off this ride. To what point we all would have just, you know, started to say, hey, guys, come on. Rather than get mad because they were visibly upset. And I don't know if they were upset or embarrassed, but again, I'm not here to offend you if you're overweight, but if you're overweight and you can affect it in a positive way, you know, and it's all about getting angry. I used to listen to a Tony Robbins CD called The Edge. It was like, I don't know what it was, 20 CD set. And he said, hey, take off all your clothes and stand in the mirror and just do it and get angry and turn around and go real slow on your turn and make sure you don't miss a centimeter of your body, every nook and cranny, and you make sure you get a good visual of that body. Do you like what you see? Do you like what you see? And if not, get angry. Not at anybody else. Get angry at the sense that you're going to eat fried food, French fries and burgers and all this flour and this sugar and all this pasta. And then you don't go work it off and you're going to go hit the remote control and not hit the treadmill. Get angry with yourself. And that's what the thought that went through my mind when I was seeing these people being escorted off the ride. Don't get angry at the employees of Kings Island. Get angry with yourself. you know, say, hey, this is it. No more are we going to be embarrassed. There's no, because it can't be the first time they've tried to ride a ride. I saw somebody on Drop Zone, which is the one ride where you get lifted way up in the air. They hold you and they just drop. They just drop. It's a crazy ride, man. It's over in 4 seconds. You fall at that fast, 4 seconds. And the wild part about that ride is when they're lifting you up, it's all about creating the fear. You know, it's all about getting you all worked up because it's like rising up, rising up, rising. And they're playing music and it's and then it just holds you there for like 10, and you don't know when it's going to drop. You don't know. You know, you just don't know when it's going to, and then poof, you're gone. And it's over in 4 seconds. But this can't be the first time this couple's been asked to leave a ride. Or maybe, you know, they couldn't sit in an airplane seat and things like that. That stuff would get you upset. The normal person, it would get them upset enough to go make a change. Just go make a change. Why do you want to take it out on somebody else? Why do you want to put yourself in that situation? These people look perfectly healthy, aside from the fact they were obese. But they were perfectly okay to get up, throw a tank top, pair of shorts, and sneakers on, and start walking around the park. Just, I know a lot of people. You know a lot of people. They've lost a lot of weight. Heck, my brother Billy, or my brother, my buddy Billy D, who I went out and had a Guinness with Thursday night, he lost. He was up to 225, 230. He's down to 180, and he just ran a triathlon today. That's it. He did a triathlon. I guess he swam it. He didn't just run a triathlon. He did a triathlon. He ran a 5K, swam, and biked. And I don't know how far you swim and you bike, but nonetheless, he's down to 180 from 2 1/4, and he looks amazing. You know something else about Billy D? I didn't say this yesterday on the show. Billy D thought 2 years ago he had a ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And I remember him telling me, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, ALS? Really? Lou Gehrig's? I mean, I don't know of a worse way to die. My buddy Charlie's dad died of ALS. And according to Charlie, man, it wasn't fun. I mean, it obviously, you know what I mean? And you start feeling just a little twitch in your shoulder blade or your arm. You know, the worst thing ever about ailments is the internet. I mean, it really is. The worst thing about ailments is the internet, because you know, you start having twitches here or there, or maybe your thumb or your fingers twitching all of a sudden. I got Lou Gehrig's disease. Yeah, this is how I'm going to die. Hey, honey, this is how I'm dying. You know, I got Lou Gehrig's because my right toe, my big toe is twitching, you know. WebMD and the internet's the worst thing you could possibly look at whenever you're not feeling right. But anyway, Billy thought he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and he went to the doctor actually to be tested because he was starting to experience some unusual things going on. So between getting the reports back, you know, before they told him, hey, you're fine, this is just whatever it was. It wasn't Lou Gehrig's, by the way, he's fine. But he went to Kings Island and he rode every ride, and this thing called the slingshot, where they literally, you flip around in the air, this thing, the flying carpet ride where they shoot you out of a thing. I mean, crazy stuff that I have yet to do. And he's like, you know what's funny, man? He said, here's the thing. I thought I was dying. So I just said, to hell with it. I'm going to ride every ride out there. I don't even care if I die or not, because I'm going to die anyway. But that's every day. I mean, the only thing we don't get to choose is how we're going to die. You don't get to choose that. I mean, I think our prayer, all of us, we hope and we wish that we go in our sleep, die of a massive heart attack. I mean, you know, those are probably the most, but think about how morbid that is. Think about how I'm going to die, because I don't want it to hurt. Shane and I were talking, Pastor Shane, we're talking a few weeks ago about the same thing, you know, like he's not afraid to die at all. He believes God's waiting for him in heaven like I do, and people that we, like my mom. I mean, if there's no heaven, that would really suck, because I want to see my mom again, who will not be under any stress of raising 8 kids, won't be drinking alcohol, won't be saying, I never asked for you kids, I never wanted you kids, not living a difficult life, not being on food stamps. I get to see my mom in heaven when everything is perfect for eternity, you know? That's why I want there to be a heaven, because I get to see the things I didn't have a chance to really see. And you know, getting back to these two people, I felt bad, but then I got angry for them. I'm like, damn it, just look, guys, lay off the booze, lay off the cigarettes, lay off the fried foods, get yourself going. I wish I could coach them. You know, I wish I would have been on the other side when they were getting off the ride, because you get off one side and people get on through the other side, you never intersect. I wish I would have just been there and say, hey guys, here's my card. let's do something. Monday morning for the next 30 days, I want to train you. I'll show you how to drop 30 pounds and start living the best life ever. Do you want to have kids? Do you have kids right now? Do you want to see your kids in 30 years? Because you ain't going to live that long. You know, you're gonna start experiencing things in your 40s that most people won't experience until their 70s, all because you decided to abuse the only body you were born with. You weren't born with that figure. You've chosen to carve out this bowling pin-like physique, which is very unattractive, which is very unhealthy, and is very treatable, you know, but you have to decide to make it a priority. You know, you just have to say, damn it, I'm angry. Like Tony Robbins said, take all those clothes off, stand in the mirror, as long as it's got to take you to get angry. And this is my message to you today. Get angry. Get emotional. It's okay. You know, if you got to just scream out and cry, whatever it is to get it out, get it out. But once you get it out, get going. Because there's only so much pity people can have, and pity sucks. It's junk food. I say it all the time. It's like when you're hungry, and instead of going, you know, having a nice salad with a oil and vinegar dressing on it or no dressing at all, and just, oh, that doesn't taste good. Well, there's a lot of things that taste good, okay? A lot of the stuff that doesn't taste good, that's the stuff that's not good for you. But just change. Just change. Just make a decision. Make it a priority. So I'm going to make my health a priority, because what happens, I see this, man. I don't know a lot of successful people that are obese. I just don't. Unless they, you know, computer programmer, doesn't get off their rusty duff, but they are phenomenal at creating code, and maybe they created a piece of software they sold for seven figures. But by and large, wealthy people are pretty healthy. And I know there's the outlier, Oprah. You got Oprah Sam, she's not healthy, she's overweight. I get it. Okay, I get it. But when I look at Oprah, for example, I know she's overweight. I can see that. I don't look and say, oh boy. Like, I think Oprah would be on this ride. I think Oprah would be allowed to ride the Banshee. I don't look at her as that overweight. But that's, to me, a little bit of an outlier. But I'm with you. I'll give you Oprah. But for every one of those, I look at men and women that are running multi-billion dollar corporations, CEOs, that they dedicate 30 to 60 minutes a day to what we talk about? Your mind, your body, and your spirit. You know what I mean? So I guess I should probably Google, start looking at these CEOs, men and women. I've never seen myself, and I'm trying to go back to my corporate years, and I'm thinking of the CEOs and all the senior VPs. Just about every one of them, and think about this in your mind as well. People that, if you're in a job right now, think about your senior leadership team. Or if you're in a business right now, or if you're in a network marketing company, think of your senior leadership team. I bet they carve out 30 to 60 minutes a day for exercise. I bet they do. Most of them. Not everybody. Look, there's an outlier. I'll give you that. I'm not here to argue. I'm never here to argue for the outlier. You know, I'm here to argue for common sense. I want you to enjoy life. If you had several million dollars right now in your bank account, would you still mistreat your body? I don't think so, because you're like, damn, I want to outlive this money. I mean, I got all this money and I have all this opportunity, and only more is going to come in, because once I find a way to attract a million, I can find a way to attract 5 million. Once you find a way to attract $1,000, it's actually much easier to attract $10,000, because now that you know the formula, it's just moving the comma. That's all it is. It's really not that big a deal. You need to connect with people. You need to connect with products, whether you're your own or you're selling somebody else as an affiliate. But have some fun, man. Have a lot of fun. But listen to me. Just listen, please. Enjoy life the way it's meant to be enjoyed. You're only going to get one shot around. Don't abuse the miracle. We are all born with perfect bodies. Most of us are born with absolute perfect bodies that function magnificently. It's just what we do to those bodies that cause them to go south quicker than they're supposed to. Don't do that. So I don't know if this couple was able to get on any more rides in the park. I mean, maybe they both spent $50 each to get in there, and they won't be able to ride a single ride. How sad is that? You know? And I know they were embarrassed when they got off that ride. And look, I'm saying fat people can't ride rides on roller coasters and all that stuff. But if I wanted to embarrass them, really, truly, I would have taken a picture, or I would have found out their names and used it on the podcast. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. I'm here to inspire people. Like I said, had they got off that roller coaster and I had an opportunity to intersect with them, I said, hey, my name's Sam Crowley. hit me up Monday. If you're serious about changing your life, let's do it. And I'll do it for free. Just give me a testimonial when we get there. When you drop 50 pounds and you find a way to build the business, build the brand, and have more time with the people that you love, just give me a testimonial. You know what I mean? Like, I was in that kind of a mood today. And it didn't happen. Maybe they'll listen to this show somehow, some way. Hey, why don't you forward this show on to somebody that really needs to hear it? One way or another, you, me, and everybody else that wants to leave Averageville and make our way on our journey to Saturday, we're going to do it. And we're going to do it because we're focusing on our mind, we're focusing on our body, and we're focusing on our spirit. I hope you have an amazing Memorial Day weekend here in the U.S. If you're outside of the U.S., I really hope you're having an amazing day. Listen to me, and listen to me good. Your Saturday is coming. I promise you, don't give up. Don't give up. Scream out, yell out, get it out of your system. But you have greatness inside of you. I know for a fact, because you're listening to a broke, ex-stuttering college dropout whose boss used to tell him back in the day, nobody wants to hear that motivational crap. Over 100 countries, baby. That's where this motivational message is going every day of the week. You're awesome. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.